that you're going to have a relationship with them that would be a model relationship, but then again, when God forgives us, that doesn't necessarily mean that the relationship we have with God is everything it should be. We continue to sin against Him. He continues to forgive us. The relationship will only be what it should be in the glory of heaven when full and complete perfection has come, absolute holiness and righteousness has taken over our lives, and then a complete reconciliation is effected. The second thing we said about forgiveness, not only is it the most godlike thing you will ever do, but you must remember that it is not murder, which is forbidden by the sixth commandment. It is not murder only, which is forbidden by the sixth commandment. The sixth commandment says, you shall not murder. But our Lord said, you've heard it said that you shall not murder, or you'll be guilty of the court, Matthew 5:21 and 2. But I say to you, if you hate someone in your heart, you're guilty of murder. 1 John, we remember, 1 John 3:15, everybody who hates his brother is a murderer. Our Lord went for the depth of the meaning of the commandments, the Decalogue. We must understand that while we perhaps wouldn't even imagine murdering somebody, wouldn't think about murdering somebody, if our hearts are full of hate to the degree, in the words of Jesus, that we denounce them with epithets like raca or you fool, you are equally guilty. You are to love your enemies and you are to love your neighbor as you love yourself. You are to seek to see the image of God in them. You're to be gracious to them. Anything less than that, any anger or bitterness, constitutes in effect a de facto heart murder. Your lack of forgiveness is a kind of desire for their harm. Thirdly, we said last time that you need to remember, and this should motivate all of us to forgive, that whoever has offended you has offended God greater. Whoever has offended you has offended God greater. And if God, who is the most holy, has forgiven the greatest offense, cannot we who are the least holy forgive the least offense? Seems to me to be a very obvious principle. We understand it because we looked at Psalm 51:4, against thee, thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight. David understands that his sin is against God. He cries out to God to be forgiven. Wash me, purge me. Give me back the joy.